Do we regulate guns or people? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. There were two extraordinary discussions on the Florida shooting yesterday, one hosted by the president of the White House, one hosted by CNN in Florida. And what it boiled down to was, do we regulate guns or people? Because it looks like it's got to be one or the other. At the Florida event, students booed Senator Marco Rubio when he hesitated on banning assault rifles and explained that the gun manufacturers would just get around the law, and you'd better be careful what you wish for.
Once you start looking at how easy it is to get around it, you would literally have to ban every semi-automatic rifle that's sold.
Turns out that's exactly what they were wishing for. Then there was Dana Loesch of the NRA. She confronted the local sheriff at the Florida event, asking why he didn't act on the gunman's online threats.
39 visits. I'm not saying that you can be everywhere at once, but this is what I'm talking about. We have to follow up on these red flags.
Weapons, she said, are a constitutional right, and to ban them is an assault on our freedom. Instead, she offered ideas like metal detectors, reinforced doors, checkpoints, ID badges, armed teachers, more training drills, and arresting people who make online threats. I guess it takes a police state to be truly free. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.